Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. General Horn's voice belongs to her. She's here. Victoria Keelan has a strong voice as well. Strong minds and strong voices. What a great combo for audio. And it isn't just radio anymore. It's podcasting. It's all sorts of things. I am heartened to know that one of the most interesting and highest listened to podcasts in the world right now is about El Chapo. Aren't you all thrilled to hear? It's called El Chapo, Two Faces of a Capo. And so,
what?
In one, yeah, that's what it's called.
Two faces of what?
Of a capo. A capo, you know, a capo is the chief in American speaking. Yeah, it's this El Chapo means the chief. So, anyway, this podcast, when I look around it, and I understand, because I'm an audio guy, and I'm always trying to figure out how we can have a presence that's positive and important in the audio field, because it's not just radio anymore. There are all kinds of other things that are influential, and we all know the impact that social media has. Some of the social media even is audio stuff now. But when I look at the number of people who are interested in El Chapo and how this podcast is doing, it flabbergasts me. And then I start to think, look at some of the other things that people...
I think the movie hasn't come out yet, right?
The movie on El Chapo?
I think that's why, yeah. I think that there's a lot of buzz still because of that trial, and it was so weird, and, like, the mistress was there, and the wife was there. And there's so much to it, and I think people are interested in it right now because the movie hasn't come out yet.
He evaded police.
He did what, Jennifer? He what?
He evaded police for so long.
He was a mastermind.
And not only that, but he owned the police. So I guess that's probably why he evaded them. It's funny you brought up El Chapo, because you know how Facebook reminds you of your memories from however many years ago. And there's one that made me laugh again, and it was from like I think it was from 2016, and it was just a couple of days ago this week. And it was a picture of Super Mario going through, do you remember the Super Mario Brothers video game? And he would come through the pipes, and someone had made it into an El Chapo meme, basically, of him escaping prison that first time. Remember when he tunneled out of his shower and got on his, somebody had tunneled down and he got a bike and he rode out of there?
And then remember when Sean Penn arrested him?
That was this week. Yes.
Which was like even stranger.
Strange.
It's funny how certain stories like this capture our attention and we become voyeurs, even though they're so bloody and disgusting. I mean, El Chapo was, we laugh about him, but this was a brutal guy. I mean, he killed a bazillion people. And I don't know if you guys heard about it, but there was some tech exec in New York City, Victoria, maybe you could do some sleuthing, who I guess was killed by a hired assassin. They rode an elevator together, and the assassin followed him inside to his apartment and, like, cut him up. I mean, brutally. And that just happened this week, too.
Wow.
Huh.
That's
Here's a story that's strange, but not brutal. The story of India Marshall, who had a serious skull operation, and she woke up from the operation after being in sort of limbo for a while, and she noticed something odd. As the bandages were being removed from her skull, her hair had been braided differently than it was when she went in for surgery. She thought that it was the work, of her black nurse, but she found out actually it was done by a black surgeon who happened to be the father of three girls and who had practiced a lot on them braiding their hair. I thought this was really kind of an interesting story. It went virtual. The Twitter account had 586,000 likes and it prompted a rather interesting discussion about hair and what people do with their hair. And the fellow who did it, Dr. Jewel Graywood is his name, from Charlotte, North Carolina. He talked about how his wife apparently taught him how to braid. And so he braids the hair on his children. I've never understood. It looks so intricate. It looks like it would be so hard to do, and never mind doing it, but then how do you wash it and that kind of stuff? I've always been, when I see one of the kids that works on the farm has his hair braided, he's a white kid, and I ask him, his sister apparently braids his hair. And it's very interesting when you, and I had never looked carefully, so I said, hey, come here to me a couple of days ago, and I looked at the intricacy of the braiding. And it's quite an art, whether you've had, I don't know.
Does he have cornrows?
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's what you'd call them. Yeah.
I mean, for white people, they should not do that anyway, but whatever.
Why shouldn't they do it?
Because it's considered cultural appropriation. It's
by whom? Why?
By black people. Whatever, we don't need to get into another whole thing. But anyway, yeah, it's if you have white hair, you wash your hair the same way. If you have black hair, then you have to focus more on your scalp health, and that's something why black hair products are very different from white hair products, just because the texture and the scalp and the styling of the hair is very different.
Mm-hmm. Is it oily skin too? Sometimes I noticed when I was young, I had oily skin, and I had to get different things to wash my face and hair.
I mean, it depends. Everyone's scalp is different. You know, it doesn't, it depends. But yeah. Braids and everything, that's the same. When you shampoo your hair, and I host a beauty podcast, so this is like my background, but when you shampoo your hair, the purpose of the shampoo is not for the actual hair, it's for your scalp. The conditioner is just for your hair, which you should never put on your scalp. So it's two different things, two different functions.
All right, so tell us about the podcast. Why aren't you promoting it here? This
is
something
really good.
I guess I knew.
This is someone who is just my shadow work.
Why aren't you asking me to be a guest on? Why can't I be a guest? This is the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day of the need for competition. My news, usually I start the program with some important news from the world of agriculture. You've probably heard by now that the Department of Ag is going to be spending about $470 million to buy surplus food, supposedly to help out farmers and communities that have been hard hit by the COVID pandemic. However, when asked why it's going to not take place until the fall, kind of as usual, Sonny, this is my own spin. I'm giving you the news, but I'm giving you a little twist on it because Secretary Sonny Perdue of the Department of Agriculture is probably one of the worst ag secretaries in my memory, frankly. He's talking in general terms in a pedantic way about farmers and ranchers experiencing dislocation in the supply chain. Well, duh. This is the position that he acknowledges is unique to farmers to provide food and deliver them to hungry Americans. Farmers need help. You guys have ruined the farm business by encouraging you, not only this administration, but the one before and the one before that. So Republicans and Democrats both bear the burden of the what is now becoming an angry section of society, farmers who are going hungry themselves because they don't have anybody to buy their food. But here's Sonny Perdue saying the department is going to purchase the food, but not till the third quarter. So what good do we need? These guys are going broke now, right now. So you spend $120 million on dairy and $70 on fish and $50 on potatoes. So that's okay, that's great. But the food needs to be purchased now, or at least these guys need to get paid for it, because in the fall, a bunch of them aren't going to be around. It irks me that these people are so tone deaf. Don't you read the newspapers? Don't you see what's going on at farms all over the country? They're dumping milk. You wouldn't believe what's going on in some parts of the country. If you go to my, I have my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see the story of a farmer in upstate New York who has decided, because he was told by Dairy Farmers of America they didn't need his milk anymore and they weren't going to pay. So he's dumping, he's got all these cows he's milking, he's dumping the milk on the pasture because it's good fertilizer but doesn't put any money in his pocket, and he's going broke. So he changes his strategy. He has the ability to build a small processing plant, and now he's selling the milk direct to his customers, letting them know through social media. And if you look at that picture on my Facebook page, you can see the cars lined up almost forever, waiting to go into his farm and buy his fresh milk that he's produced there himself. So he's selling out now every day. Those morons at DFA and the big encouragement that government has done are allowing these huge farms to exist. Now they can kind of look at this and, you know, there'll be some governmental agency who'll probably come in and say, well, you shouldn't have done this or that. You know what? The hell with the government. Do what you need to do. Do it right so they can't criticize the processing itself and sell it to your customers. That's what you need to do. And I also would like to pay tribute to Lively Run Dairy, which is a cheese producer up in the Interlochen area of New York, the Lake area. They're taking excess milk to make more cheese, and then either selling it at a discount or just giving it to food banks. See, this guy's name is Pete Mesmer, who's the head cheesemaker and the co-owner of Lively Run Dairy, says, when we started seeing photos sent from our dairy friends and articles being published, farmers have to dump the milk, we decided we'd connect the dots and realize how much help we could be. So good for them at Lively Run Dairy. That's the update at the moment, the news update on the American Family Farmer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is the American Family Farmer with our focus this week on Bon Ton Farms. The founder, a major domo, if you will, Darren Babcock, got a great story to tell. So you didn't come from a farm family, as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, you didn't come from farming at all. What made you take the leap, Mr. Babcock?
Oh, I worked a corporate job and actually got introduced to an inner city neighborhood in South Dallas in Texas from a friend of mine. He had been meeting with a guy that was in prison, and when he got out, he happened to be from this neighborhood. And when he came down to start meeting with him, there were others like him. And so I got invited to come down and help him, and was drawn to those men and their struggle, their strength that they were still fighting to try to find a life for themselves. And
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three and change at the hour now on the DJV program. AC/DC in the focus. You want to crack this up a little, Phil? This sounds like, you know what? When I think of AC/DC, I think of Phil McGean. As is something about AC/DC. I don't know. It's just you look
like
you're
a rock and roll
fit.
Kind of guy.
He is, yeah. You're a big rock and roll guy. Yeah. I think you'd fit in there. Anyway.
Musician.
Yeah. They have re-released their landmark 1980 LP called Back in Black, because it turns 40 next week, marking the occasion by releasing some videos from the era on YouTube. They must have a YouTube, but they got to have a YouTube channel, right? AC/DC?
Yeah. Yep.
Newest one is a performance of What Do You Do for Money, Honey? from a show in Tokyo in 1981. Original AC/DC frontman Bon Scott died less than a year before the show in Tokyo. This was their first time on the road with singer Brian Johnson. There was initially some skepticism about whether or not AC/DC would flourish without Mr. Scott, but all doubts were put to rest the second that Back in Black hit. See, I think AC/DC is the kind of a band you can plug in almost anybody, and you wouldn't know who it was anyhow. It's just it's just noise.
No, I disagree. His voice is iconic.
Really?
Brian Johnson's voice is, you hear
as
one note, you know who it is.
As iconic as Freddie Mercury? Would you put
in
the same
league? It's a different voice, but in the sense that he sings one note and you know who it is? Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're thinking of bands like Journey, and they just keep getting the same guy, the same voice,
right,
but younger people.
Michael McDonald keeps going from band to band to band to band to band to band to band, and he becomes the plug-in artist. Kind of like the guy, the old disc jockey who used to be on the road to fill everybody. His name was Justin Case. That was the guy's name. He would go on the radio in case there was nobody there. This guy would fill in. His real name was Harry something or other. A terrible toupee, I remember him. Anyway, so back to AC/DC. What Do You Do for Money, Honey? Gotten slightly less love than some of the other stuff that they had. Songs like Hell's Bells, You Shook Me All Night Long, Shoot to Thrill, and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. I forget about that song. Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Huh. The future of AC/DC somewhat is a mystery at the moment, but there's a photographic evidence group reunited, spent some time in Vancouver recording in a studio back a couple of years ago. By the conclusion of the Rock or Bust tour in 2016, They had all departed from the group for various reasons. Widespread rumors of a new album and a tour earlier this year, but it's quite possible that the situation has changed because of COVID. So, AC, who's a fan of AC/DC here? Anybody?
I wouldn't buy a ticket, right? But yeah. But I'd go if I was given one.
Because Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, liked AC/DC, yeah. But I do like some of their songs.
Great. So here we're in the same vein now with a focus on Metallica. Metallica's second go-round with the San Francisco Symphony. Now, here's two things that I wouldn't put in the same sentence normally. Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony. But there's an upcoming live album and a concert film documenting their band, well, the shows with the San Francisco Symphony. It's called S&M 2. Recorded in 2019 at the Chase Center in San Fran. First ever concerts in that arena. It's a new arena. The gigs found Metallica collaborating with the symphony for the first time since 1999. 20-song concert boasting symphonic versions of Metallica hits. Is that what we're playing here? What is crank this up, Phil, will you? Wow. So that shows you something. You can do that with any kind of music, right? That symphonic.
I'm not a Metallica fan, but I do think it's pretty cool when bands have, like Hanson last year, they teamed up with symphonies in various cities to do their own music, and it sounded really cool.
Yep. First of all, everybody, a round of applause. Victoria, Metallica, and Hanson in the same sentence.
There we go. 28 past nice the hour on the DJV show.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The list of national retail chains that are requiring face masks is growing as Target, CVS Health, and public supermarkets join the growing list of national chains that require customers to wear face masks regardless of where cities or states stand on the issue. The announcements come one day after the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, said it would mandate face shields starting on Monday. Starbucks, Best Buy, Kohl's, and Kroger have also announced mandatory masks nationwide in recent days. Retailers had hesitated to make masks mandatory nationwide out of fear of angering some customers over what has become a political issue. Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners. I'm not talking about some other radio program. I'm talking about the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here to impress everybody with her intellect. Victoria Keelan is here to give me a hard time, basically. That's why.
I'd like to go with accountability officer.
Oh,
that's
you?
A good spin.
That's right. Okay. All right, well, most of you know, or if you don't know, I'll explain. We have half a dozen or eight new stations in the Midwest listening this week. So for those of you who may or not have heard of me and what I've been doing as a broadcaster over the years, one of the things that I've done and I do is a program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, aimed at helping connect food, family, and farm with issues of the day, like where do we get food, the best food, that sort of thing. How do we keep small farmers, family farms in business? That's the focus of this program. I've been around cows all my life, so I have a lot of credibility. I have a fairly large farm in the community where I am. And so this is my passion, and I think I know more than the average bear. So when Victoria comes to me claiming to be, she's all excited because she wants to talk about this new avocado milk, I take umbrage at it. I accept that there is a new product on the line. That may come from avocados, maybe it's green, maybe it's white, maybe it has a smooth consistency, but because it comes from nobody's mammary glands, said again, Doug, nobody's mammary glands,
never
it is not
I know,
milk.
Right? Ugh.
What?
mammary gland.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, that's what milk comes from, mammary glands.
Well, we whether know that, but, like, woman, that makes it cow, so unappealing.
Goats, whatever it is, it doesn't come from an avocado. At any rate, so we have an update, though. According to Victoria, whenever I go down this street, I'm the only one who believes this. I believe you referred to it as me screaming in an empty room.
Correct.
However, I will continue to scream in this empty room.
As long as there's a door that we can close on that room, that's fine.
Soundproofing. Anybody with foam?
Yeah. Avocado milk is not milk any more than muscle milk is, or silk. What are some of the stuff?
Well, muscle milk actually has, that's whey protein, so that comes from a cow.
All right. Well, anyway, it's not real milk. So what's the story? I'll give you your time for avocado milk.
Oh, so generous. Thank you. Avocado milk is the newest. So we have soy milk we've had for a long time. We've had almond milk, oat milk.
Coconut milk.
Coconut milk, macadamia milk.
Have you tried banana milk? Banana milk is really good.
It isn't milk.
Loaded with sugar.
I'm not a banana fan, so Lewis would probably love that. He eats bananas every day.
You don't like Bananarama either? You don't like Bananarama?
No. Macadamia milk I really like. It's actually called Milkadamia, so maybe that's better for you, Doug. But it has a different spin.
It's outrageous. It's just outrageous.
Well, anyway, so what they call nut milks and non-dairy milks are very, very popular. And so the newest one that's getting a lot of buzz is actually called, the brand is called Avocado Milk. And so they have, they're building a slow following avocado milk drink. You can follow them if you want on various social media platforms. And they have, as we know, avocados are just, you know, everyone blames millennials. But avocados are more popular now than ever.
Appropriately.
And so, yeah. So avocado milk is the newest thing, and it now comes in, it's made from freeze-dried avocados and oats, and so they blend that together. They also came out recently with a vegan version of the drink, so it has nothing from an animal, even honey. So nothing comes from an animal, it's completely vegan. And they also have a low-sugar chocolate avocado milk. I don't know that I would like that. It's chocolate milk, but it's made with an avocado milk base.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that. Chocolate and avocados, to me, not a great... I know some people like that combo,
Some people use avocado as the fat, like when they're making chocolate cakes and they're trying to make
right.
a keto and...
Yeah, I'm not a... Coconut and chocolate, I think, goes really well together, but I'm not a fan of avocado and chocolate. So anyway, so that's now selling for $3.99 a bottle. $7.99 for a 27-ounce bottle, and on the website...
How much is in a bottle?
27 ounces. 27-ounce bottle, $7.99.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the
healthy.
Maybe you should get in the avocado business.
Yeah, right.
Less expensive. Well, if I lived in California all the time, I had a farm there, I probably would. Yeah. You can't grow avocados where I am.
They claim avocado and citrus.
Yeah, they claim if you drink the chocolate version, that it's designed to be a guilt-free chocolate milk. So I guess you're getting
guilt-free.
Yeah, because it's low in sugar and there's no junk added into it, so it's kind of.
Go back to talking about cellulite and. Beauty and that sort of thing. So avocado milk does not create cellulite. Is that their claim?
No one would ever claim that. If you're overweight,
genetic,
then
many times, and even
right.
skinny people get cellulite.
Right.
It's just how it is.
Really? It sounds like a pronouncement from God. That's just how it is. All right. Well, we've had our round with avocado milk. Now you can make up your own mind, folks. You want something that's pure and wholesome, raw milk, the number one healthiest drink you could possibly put into your body. All right, here we go.
Someone's stomach rumbling in the background. It's a motorcycle.
Powerful, hungry.
I like to have this. My end of the program is reality-based, and this time of year, I look my windows open, and I want to hear what's going on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from the hospital. 87 years of age, so she has this. What sort of cancer does she have? I've forgotten.
Well, now I think she's cancer-free.
She was treated.
She was treated. She had a tumor on her pancreas. In January, she was declared cancer-free because they got it, I guess, really early.
That's lucky.
And they found, and the only reason they found it is because I think she had fallen and they had to do a chest they had to do an X-ray of some sort on her, and that's how they found the tumor on the pancreas. It was an accidental kind of discovery, but it saved her life. And so the reason that she was hospitalized this time She had fever and chills, and she went to a D.C. hospital. Then she checked into Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and the procedure that she had was to clear a stent in her bile duct, mm-hmm. which was because in May she was treated, she was hospitalized to treat a gallstone. And so I guess they put a stent in as a result of that, and that's what got infected. But I guess she's out now, and she's doing all right. While she was in the hospital in May, she actually, you know, heard and participated in the oral arguments over the phone, and she did not flush the toilet.
did you guys hear that big windstorm, though, after she got released from the hospital?
Windstorm?
Yeah, it was all the liberals in the country breathing a sigh of relief. I swear to God, they have, like, sonar. There's, like, sonar radar that just only liberals can hear it, and it's like, boom, like, okay, she's still going. Boom.
Still okay, yeah. Not another chance for Trump to mess things up. I have a question. This is a collective question. Why in the world are coins in our country suddenly in such short supply?
Because
circulating coins.
No, they're not being circulated. Because, first of all, a lot of places aren't even taking cash because of coronavirus. You can only use your card. And so a lot of people aren't even taking cash transactions. Plus, people aren't going out to spend money like they used to because retail stores have all been shut down. So there's a shortage of coins because everybody's got them at home in their water, you know, their gallon, their 5-gallon Sparklets jug.
See, this is something that I've become aware of because on my ice cream buses on the farm and on the road, we obviously have to make change, although half of what we're selling now in terms of ice cream is going into, Square, and they're charging
like
it.
Apple Pay and,
we got Apple Pay, and then we got...
That's just how most people in general, and I know there's an age divide here, but that's how most people in general...
That's code, folks, for me.
No, I was thinking of my parents, actually.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm the same age as your parents. So
yeah, but only, but like, my mom still writes checks like you do. I'm like, Mom, can't you just Venmo? Or, like, it's so easy.
No, I want to write a check.
Yeah. Well,
and then I'm fascinated with the process. When it gets to you, it goes, and you take a picture of it and get it in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, when I send you the check, what do you do with it? You bring it to the bank, right?
I frame it.
She dips it in bronze.
Okay. Anyway, so...
No, usually if it goes into my work account, it'll go directly to the bank. If it goes into my personal account, then it's a picture, usually.
Really? You do the picture? Really?
I don't do any of my personal banking in a bank.
Mm, no. No. Oh, my gosh.
I was so happy the other day my bank reopened. I had this stack of checks that I hadn't put in the bank, so I put them
in
on Monday.
That's a good problem to have.
The bank sort of woke up, if you will. So anyway, but I didn't ask the question at the bank, but I do. We have to go around to find quarters mostly for change for the ice cream buses, and it's been very hard to find these quarters. And so I was starting to think, well, okay, what's the problem here? But you just have said something that makes a lot of sense. They don't, well, you know, nobody wants to touch anything.
And maybe you've had, well, no, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I lose so much money when I go to Europe because so much of the European,
coins.
Much of the cash and it's coin based. Yep. Like if you're, you know, using a euro or whatever. And so I use all the paper bills and I'm constantly just carrying around 5 pounds of 1 pound notes or whatever, of euros or pounds, sterling, whatever it is. And so it's just, I end up losing so much money because I end up losing the coins and I never use them properly. It's a mess. So I just use credit card now all the time when I'm in Europe.
All right. The speaking of podcasts, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the subject of my focus here for a moment, talking, I mean, obviously, whenever we do any of these health shows, there's always a focus on the latest status, the current status of COVID, and Ken feels strongly there's too much politics in medicine, so we go off on that, and then we talk, well, he uses the Henry Ford Medical Center in Detroit as an example of where there has been fabulous success using the old, cheap ways of getting rid of the virus instead of the expensive ways of doing it. So Ken, who's very much a traditionalist, sort of has gotten off the bandwagon a little bit here, focusing on what the virus is producing and also how to get rid of it. So there's some great tips always from Ken's point of view, questions and answers. Dr. Ken Kronhaus The focus here in the most recent podcast, and they're all there in order, is how your lifespan can be affected by a lack of good sleep. So that's also in the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast. Get all those podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study has shown emojis to be an effective way to gauge a patient's symptoms and outcomes. One reason is that they're universal.
If you speak Spanish, if you speak English, if you speak Somalian, it doesn't matter. Most people are familiar with the emoji faces now. And I think the emoji faces really represents an emotion. Looking at an unhappy face versus a happy face, that's something that is easily related.
Dr. Carrie Thompson led the study, which she says is really just a first step.
What we'd like to do next is a similar study where we're querying patients and having them wear devices so we can track their activity and such, but deliver that information to their care teams and then determine how much information is too much information, how much is not enough, and then look at how does that affect patient outcomes.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Is this mutation, the current status of the virus, less dangerous, I guess is the question being asked here, than was the earlier one? I think we've heard a lot of different things. This is 18th or 19th version or generation of it. And coupled with that question, Ken, is how would you value a virus that's being made now to cope with a disease that will mutate and be much in a much different shape or form by the time there's any vaccine?
Okay, so you're asking how would you value a vaccine that's being made right now in a virus that may be mutating? First of all, there is still some controversy about whether we're actually dealing with mutation. And and there is some evidence that we may be dealing with mutation. And the best we know, if in fact we are dealing with a mutation, because that is a bit controversial, is that this mutation is able to spread itself more. It's a little more infectious. It's more contagious. But also, it's not more deadly. And also, we know the flu virus mutates easily, and that's why the vaccine you get one year is not the vaccine you're going to need the next year.
Right.
And with the coronavirus, there's no guarantee yet if we have a vaccine that it's going to be one vaccine and that'll be it, that we won't be lining up yearly with our flu vaccine for our yearly coronavirus vaccine.
That's the next question. Can they be administered together? Would that be good or would that be dangerous?
It's probably going to be together, and it probably won't be dangerous. There are many vaccines that are administered together.
Right. Okay.
And I would... imagine that these are going to be given together. And I would imagine that one shot is not going to be lifelong preventive against COVID, because there's going to be either the vaccine might wear off and you need a booster, and we're familiar with that, especially with tetanus, or there might be some mutation of the virus. And this all remains to be seen. But I think by the early part, by the close to the end of the year, we'll have our first vaccine. And by springtime, probably anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one.
All right. So the next question comes on the placebo effect of taking a vaccine. Is there any study anywhere that you can recall looking at the effect of taking, let's say, the flu vaccine or the COVID vaccine, and it really not having the right ingredients, but because people think they're getting something that will help them, you know, the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind says, okay, I just got this shot, so I'm all set, and that takes some positive impact on your body. You know what I'm asking?
Well,
right?
Doing that study, you have to ask whether it's ethical, because you hear a lot in the news today, especially about hydroxychloroquine, that a high-level quality, randomized, double-blinded, controlled study testing the safety and effectiveness. This is the highest standard of research that we would love to have about everything a doctor does, about any possible question. But sometimes doing that study is unethical because we know the treatment is so effective and safe. For example, tetanus. Tetanus vaccine has never gone through this process of this high level of medical research because it's unethical. We know how safe and effective it is, and therefore no one's ever done this high level of medical research on tetanus. And there are other items that have reached this level where it's unethical. And that's why where people today hold out about some of these treatments, we know that there are earlier precedents where we just don't do this level of research because it is unethical.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I've got something in front of me about traffic deaths in Colorado, for example, up a lot since pot legalization. So does that mean that you shouldn't smoke any pot? Or is it abusing pot? What is,
well,
'cause a lot of people say pot's good for you in some ways.
Well, it's recreational pot versus medical marijuana, where you actually have an indication because of an illness. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of recreational. You're not using recreational pot to help your health.
Well, okay. Well, all right. I mean, I think that answers the question, and that's what we're about here. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of my get-together with Ken every week. Make sure you're checking out his availability. Don't forget, Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.